The U.S. military has produced a footnote to the intelligence information that was used to justify war in Iraq. The Pentagon's inspector general has identified a source of dubious information. It was an office under the direction of a top official named Douglas Feith. We've learned about this report a bit early from our friends at the Washington Post. One of their veteran reporters is Walter Pincus, who's on the line. Mr. Pincus, good morning.
Good morning.
What was the Office of Special Plans, this office that Feith directed?
Well, it was really three analysts that were put together initially right after the 9/11 attacks to sort of re-sift through intelligence to see whether anything had been missed, particularly in the connection between Iraq and al-Qaeda. It then sort of changed into a second group that continued that work into 2002. And actually, by the time of 2003, the whole thing was stopped. But in the interim, they put out this one major report that looked at what the connections were that the intelligence community may have missed. And it's in that report that you found the criticism of dubious quality and reliability of information.
How significant was it that this office found what was described as, quote, a mature symbiotic relationship between Iraq and al-Qaeda, a conclusion that nobody else in the intelligence community seems to have reached?
Well, the inspector general found that there may have been a predilection to find that, and it was sort of a result of looking for something that they wanted to find.
They didn't think intelligence agencies were going to produce what they wanted, so they generated it themselves.
They actually believed that intelligence agency had avoided producing that, and they sort of built up the idea they wanted to show it. It really is another chapter looking back at the intelligence that now people feel was misused to get us into a war that's going badly.
Well, did the findings of the Office of Special Plans actually affect the public debate over the war?
Well, you had the vice president picking up some of those themes, and one of them was this alleged connection between al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein, which then was somehow tied to 9/11. And I still remember that the Washington Post had a poll almost 8 to 10 months after 9/11, and a majority of the people felt that there was a connection, and as late as a year and a half ago, almost 50% of Americans believed it.
Even though it wasn't true.
Even though it wasn't true.
Mr. Pincus, good to talk with you.
Good to talk to you, Steve. Thank you.
Walter Pincus is a reporter for The Washington Post, which is reporting this morning on an inspector general's report critiquing the Office of Special Plans and the intelligence that it developed before the war in Iraq.